And good morning. Welcome to Berrien Springs High School, the first of many stops on the WSJM Sports Road Trip this school year. The road trip this year is brought to you by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, where estimates are always free. They're on M139 in Benton Harbor, lower prices under your car. By Waterville Public Schools, working together to keep us together. By Plangers Furniture in Benton Harbor, providing Southwest Michigan with the finest furniture and home decor since 1952. By Autobahn Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe, keeping your European automobile on the road. Set up an appointment today to get it serviced and checked out this fall to make sure your vehicle is ready to keep you and your students safe. And by New Buffalo Area Schools, creating a culture of learning and respect. We are at Berrien Springs High School, as we were this past spring. Here this morning, we are at the brand new tennis complex at Berrien Springs. They've got a ceremony coming up, groundbreaking. It's a celebration to actually show you what Berrien Springs has done with the soccer complex. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a bit. But we're going to start things off talking cross country with Coach Charles Richards. Good to see you. How are you?
Good morning. Just loving this beautiful almost fall day out here at the new tennis complex.
It's perfect cross country weather, isn't it?
It is. If we could have a meet right now, it'd be ideal.
But now, Evan sitting off to your right going, no, I'm good for right now. It's a little early for cross country. But off to a good start for the Shamrocks. I know we were talking before we got on the air that the boys team is ranked in the state.
Yep. Division III, we are 12 or 13. Last year, we finished 15th. We're ranked first in the region. The girls are tied for second in the region.
Nice.
No state ranking, but they take three teams out of regionals to the state meet, so both genders have a pretty good shot of making it.
What are your numbers like this year for boys and girls? Quite a few coming out or not so much?
We have 11 boys. We had 7 girls, but we've had about 3 more show interest in the last 2 weeks since school started, so we may be up to about 10 now, so maybe about 10 and 10 on each side.
Okay. All right. And we mentioned Evan Griffiths is one of your seniors. You got a lot of seniors in this year's team, or is it kind of underclass heavy?
Two boy seniors, 3 boy seniors, 2 girls. So we have a lot returning on both sides.
Evan, the start of the season, as you were going in, I think any cross-country runner has a specific time. You want to hit a time by the end of the year. How close are you getting to that time that you want to hit?
I'm a minute or so off of what I want to be. I want to go 16:40 at least. But we're all still trying to get back in the swing of things. So,
how long have you been running cross-country? Did you start your freshman year?
Yeah, I started my freshman year. It was kind of like my parents kind of forced me to do it, and it's brought me this far, so I guess they made a good choice.
So it was mom and dad and not you, Coach, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
I wasn't coaching until Evan's sophomore year.
Ah,
but
okay.
If I would have saw him in the hallway, I would have probably done the same thing.
All right. If you weren't running cross country and if you were to play a fall sport, Evan, what would it be?
I'm not very hand-eye coordinated, so running is my best option.
So you'd be taking the fall off, huh?
Yeah.
Do you play any other sports here at Berrien?
I do indoor track in the winter, and then I do outdoor track in the spring.
Okay.
So that's all I do is run.
It's interesting to ask cross-country runners when they run track what events you're in, because sometimes they surprise me. When you're running track in the spring, what events are you in?
You think that most cross-country runners would just run, you know, the mile, maybe the 2 mile, but I'm more of a mid-distance guy, so like 400, 800, and mile.
Okay, all right. Yeah, 8 times around the track, that gets a little boring after a while, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
that's not my best event.
Coach, who are some of the top performers you have in cross-country this year on both sides, boys and girls?
Girls, our top 3 pretty steadily have been Erin Moore. She's a sophomore. Anna Constable, she's a freshman, and Abby Hayes, who is a senior. And then for the boys, our top 3 have been Ashton Sheline, who's a sophomore, his brother Carter Sheline, who's a junior, and then Evan, who is a senior. So our top 3 have been pretty steady this whole month, which we've had 5 meets
okay.
So far.
All right. Evan, how much running do you do during the summer? I mean, is it a daily thing, or is it an every other day, a couple times a week? I know you're probably going to say something the coach doesn't want to hear, so you can lie if you want.
I've heard it all.
You've heard it all.
Yeah, so I worked with my dad over the summer every day, so it's we either have practice early morning or late evening, and I tried to go, but it was kind of hard. So it was more midsummer where I started running, and running in the summer has definitely a huge effect on how your season goes, and I think that's starting to show right now.
As long as you've been running cross country here at Berrien Springs, do you have a favorite course? Is there one that you really like to go to, or are there a couple that kind of suit your style of running?
It's really hard. We've been on so many courses. Decatur had a great course, but they moved it and we're not going to that meet anymore. So
okay.
It was nice and flat and mowed and mm-hmm. rolled and gravel. It was nice.
Now, do you like more road type of course or more trail in the woods kind of course?
I feel like trail in the woods because you have that mentality of running faster in mm-hmm. the woods. So,
do you run many road races during the summer? 5Ks, 10Ks at all?
I try to. I ran a couple, and then I usually run the Thanksgiving Day run in Niles, so.
Okay. That's the Thanksgiving Day. Now, is that before or after dinner for you?
That's before.
Okay.
Well, it starts at, I don't know, 8, so.
Oh, okay, so it's a morning run.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I hope then it's before dinner.
Yeah.
Coach, how much do you encourage your, if they can, your cross-country runners to run a few road courses during the summer?
I want them to train as much as possible, and road races sprinkled in there are good, but the main thing is just staying active. The way we train, if I've gotten a kid who's done some running over the summer, it's always beneficial, but you know, staying active, riding a bike, playing other sports, being outside, running around, that's the kind of thing I really stress more than anything. If I stress running too much, well, they're probably not going to like it for very long. So, you know, I try to stress just doing anything over the summer.
Is there a particular workout that the coach puts you through, Evan, that we'll throw two questions at you. One that's really tough. It's like, oh, man, I can't believe he's going to have us do this today. Is there one that you dread doing, a workout?
Any sort of repeat at all.
Okay. Is there a workout that you like?
No, none of the workouts are really fun.
You got to work on that.
I'm not surprised. Some people think, you know, oh, you guys are done with practice, and then that was just the warm up, and then when we actually start the repeats or the hill repeats or the fartlek training, you know, we can have almost another 40 minutes to an hour on top of the warm-up that we've just completed, which is usually 2 to 3 miles, so, yeah.
I can imagine your reaction, Evan, when you're done with the warm-up. Okay, we got to do this. What?
Yeah.
I thought we were done. You're a senior here at Berrien Springs. Are you looking ahead to next year? Any plans? If the situation presented itself, would you like to run in college?
Yeah, I've gotten a couple coaches contact me over the last week or so, but just as past year was when I decided to make the move and go to college, but before I was just going to go straight after high school and either work or like go to a hands-on school or something.
Okay.
Like that.
All right. So the time you're shooting for this year is what, 16?
40. Yeah.
40?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got to give them a deadline. By what?
Our next...
Cause this is on air, Evan, and so the pressure's on.
Our next three competitions are, I call them fast tracks, mostly flat courses, slight turns. So I would like to say that all of my runners should run their personal best in the next 3 weeks. If they do that, I've done my job. If they don't, then I messed up somewhere. So we have Calvin College, the 22nd. We have the county meet at Riverview, and then we have Portage the following weekend. So it's kind of like back-to-back-to-back weekends of very fast courses, so I would hope that they achieve it in the next month.
Is that doable? 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Very doable.
All right. We're going to hold you to it.
Okay.
All right, good. Thanks for getting up early and coming in.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Everybody else didn't want to come. They didn't want to get to school this early, but
dedication right here.
There you go.
Dedication. Coach, good to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
All right, our pleasure. We'll take a break. More coming up from Berrien Springs, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
In the newsroom, I'm Ray Gustafson.
Don't know the motivation for any one of the three. We're still working through that right now. We've got some suspect vehicles they're looking for.
That's Michael Clark, the Deputy Director for Police Service with Benton Harbor Public Safety, regarding shootings of four people late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning. The victims were shot in three separate incidents within an hour, starting at 11:40 p.m. Clark says it's not yet known if the shootings are linked, and the four men who were shot aren't cooperating with investigators. He says descriptions of vehicles are vague, and they're still piecing together information. The shootings all happened in a relatively tight radius within the city, one victim in critical condition at Lakeland Hospital. Benton Harbor city officials planning a press conference for this afternoon to make an appeal to the public to help stop violent crime. Well, as Hurricane Florence approaches the East Coast, Indiana Michigan Power making preparations to help utilities in the affected areas get their power back on. I&M spokesman Tracy Warner tells us the exact number of crews will be determined once the damage is assessed.
We have said that we can make about 200 contractors and employees available should they be necessary. And those employees would be largely line crews, but there would be some support personnel as well.
Warner tells us I&M helped out with hurricane recovery last year in Texas and Florida, and utilities from other regions also have agreements to help I&M if there's a big disaster in its service areas. The arrangements are similar to the mutual aid agreements fire departments often have. Warner says disaster recovery crews from the company often work in 16-hour shifts to restore service in the places where their help is needed. In the newsroom, I'm Ray Gustafson.
This is Max Foligno from New Buffalo High School. Here at New Buffalo, we pride ourselves in our small class sizes, $25,000 scholarships to all graduating seniors, our one-of-a-kind radio station, our advanced smart lab, our hand-built CNC machines, and also in the fact that each student receives a MacBook Air for the school year. There's even a rumor one of the school buses has Wi-Fi. Nice. NBHS, creating a culture of learning and respect.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, and ProMaster at Mazda. Well, I was just looking at our brochure on our Fords, and I was looking at the color charts, and we have a pretty good selection of Ford Escapes and Ford Edges and the Ford Explorers, and I said, I wonder if I have every color. I was bored yesterday, and I walked the lot. I'll be darned, I got every color in stock. Now, if you want to see just a strange combination, I got one of those, too. I won't tell you which one I mean, but we've got selection. So if you want to see a real variety of Ford Escapes, Ford Edges, Ford Explorers, I bet they have the color you want in stock. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Prices under your car, we promise. Your estimate is always free, and we're glad to show you the work you need. We promise. A better feeling on the road when you trust your family's safety department. Chroma Ford and Brake Shop. Lower prices under your car. We promise.
The WSJM Sports Road Trip has us stopping at Berrien Springs High School this morning as we talk Shamrock Athletics. We are live at the brand new tennis complex here at Berrien Springs, and volleyball coach Renee Vorath is joining us. Good to see you. How you been?
Good. How about you, Phil?
Doing all right. You had a good summer?
Busy summer. Very busy. Yes.
Busy's good though, right?
Yes. I've been with the girls just about all summer long.
Have you really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, and you probably wouldn't have it any other way. I know you love what you're doing.
The girls are amazing this year. They're just a great bunch of girls, and we're having a lot of fun.
You and I were talking before we got going here, just the complex you have here at Berrien Springs with the tennis complex where we are, and you come back from volleyball matches, and it's 8:15, 8:30, people are out here playing tennis or pickleball, and as a teacher, as a coach, you have to feel really lucky being associated with a community like this that has something like this.
It really warms your heart when you see community members. Anybody can come in and use them, and they're out here, and they're the laughter that you hear day in and day out. Like I said, 8:30 at night, I'm out here. People are having a ball because there's some lights out here, so it's good to see it being used.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I was trying to think when I knew we were going to come here. One of the questions I wanted to ask you: is there a sport that you haven't coached? Because you've coached quite a few sports.
I don't do tennis.
Yeah. So this might be one of the few times we'll actually see you here, right?
I like to watch.
Watch. Coaching, that's a different thing.
Yes.
The season so far, it's still young for the Shamrock volleyball season. But what are some of the things you've liked that you've seen from your team so far this year?
Our team is, I think, one of the neatest things is seeing them as a family. You can't play a team sport, if you don't like each other and if you don't get along. And this team is extremely close. They have a lot of fun together. They do a lot of things outside of volleyball together. And it warms your heart to see it.
Is volleyball one of those sports where you get a lot of young ladies in high school playing it for the first time, as opposed to some sports, maybe they've been playing it since they were a little kid? Is volleyball at that point yet? Are you still getting a lot of high school, young ladies playing it for the first time once they come to you?
That's a funny question that you asked, because I have at least three that are coming out for the first, that came out for the first time this year. Very athletic, so we kept them, and to watch them grow and get that love of the game, that's fun to watch too.
Yeah, that's got to be one of the more rewarding things about being a coach is, yeah, you're coaching them to win, but you're also teaching them a particular sport, and you see them enjoying it as they continue to improve.
When you see that light bulb go on, mm-hmm. like, oh, I get it. That's what it's all about, uh-huh. when they get it.
Renee Vorath is the volleyball coach here at Berrien Springs, joining us here in the WSJM Sports Road Trip on 95.7 and 1400 at WSJM Sports. You take a look at the conference. Who looks strong in the conference, do you think?
I think we're having a swing in who looks strong. We played Brandywine already. Some very big girls, very strong, powerful. They put the ball away hard. That was probably our best match of the year. We played really well. We rose to their level and played really hard. I just got wind that last night Bridgman beat Buchanan, and Buchanan has been a mainstay in our conference at the top.
That's right.
For quite a few years. Bridgman beat them last night in five games. So I see Bridgman coming up too.
So it's going to be some pretty good competition then.
We have a very tough competition in our conference. Comstock has a lot of seniors, and they're extremely strong this year too.
Who have been some of the, again, it's early on, but who have been some of the young ladies that have really kind of stepped up and played well for you here in the early going?
Without a doubt, Carissa Porter. She's my senior setter, also a captain. To watch her and to see that she, the want that she has, the drive that she has, I feel like she's putting out 110% this year. She's doing an amazing job. I also brought up a freshman this year, Olivia Elliott. As a freshman being on varsity in volleyball, that's a tough thing, but she's a good, strong hitter, and she has that competitive drive. So I'm looking for great things for her down the future, too.
So now we were talking about you teaching young ladies the sport of volleyball, so you can teach me something here. Because when I take a look at the stats, you know, people will list stats, and a lot of people look at digs, a lot of people look at kills, a lot of people look at aces. One stat, and correct me if I'm wrong, one stat that seems to impress me the most is assists. How big is that? How big of a stat is that?
That's a huge stat.
Ooh, I'm right.
If you don't have that set there where the hitter can put it away, you have nothing. The hitters seem to get all the glory, but it starts at the beginning. If you don't have somebody that can pass the ball or dig the ball, then you can't get it to the setter. If the setter can't set it, then the hitter can't hit. The way you get the points is the hitter killing the ball. So the setter is extremely important, and the quarterback of the team.
Do you have some nice height up on the net, or is it more leaping ability that you're relying on?
I have both right now. My kids are young. The two that are taller, they're sophomores, and they're both playing middles. And I have one that Zoe Dorch was on the track team, and she plays all the sports. She can jump out of the sky. She just hasn't figured out her timing yet. So okay. I got a little bit of both.
All right. Renee Vorath is the volleyball coach here at Berrien Springs, joining us on the road trip on WSJM Sports. You mentioned multiple sports, and I've talked to you about this several times, and a lot of coaches, the benefits of playing multiple sports as opposed to just specializing. And what do you tell your young ladies that are coming out for volleyball as far as trying to encourage them to play other sports?
Oh, that's huge. In our small school, we need students to play more than one sport. But more importantly, it's what colleges are looking at. Colleges are looking for that multi-sport athlete. You get these students that are playing one sport, the wear and tear on their muscles and their bones are significant. And they get more well-rounded, and it helps with their coordination and their muscle tone and all that. So we really encourage them to do more than one sport.
What's next on the schedule? I know you played last night in Parchment, and that was a nice little road trip there and back.
It was a long road trip.
At least you didn't have to pay for the gas, right? What's next on the schedule?
We have Buchanan next week, so we're looking forward to that. We're at their place, and we're also at New Buffalo this weekend.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the New Buffalo Invitational. Mm-hmm. Those can be long days, can't they?
New Buffalo tends to be very long. Yeah, you could go, we start like at 8:30 there and not get home till 7.
Really?
Yeah, it makes for a long day.
Yeah, that is a very long day. So that's at New Buffalo, the Invitational this Saturday, and then at Buchanan or home against Buchanan?
At Buchanan.
And that's Wednesday.
Yes.
All right. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Phil.
All right. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Berrien Springs, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Brendan Heenan, ASC certified master mechanic and owner of Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph.
While we're always here for you to get your European automobile back on the road, we like seeing you for regular maintenance too, including oil changes and AC service to keep you cool. Regular maintenance can help prevent you from having emergency breakdowns, often causing more expensive repairs. We're your local logical alternative to the dealership for all scheduled maintenance of your vehicle. Set a maintenance appointment today.
Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph, next to Ace Hardware on Niles Road.
When you do hire someone, you are taking a risk. You might be taking a little bit more of a risk if you hire somebody who's disabled, but we want to reduce that risk. Having an employer know that Gateway is there with a new staff member training that individual, that helps to reduce the risk in hiring somebody, whether they're disabled or not. This is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We want employers to consider our vulnerable citizens as a viable part of their workforce. Employers can reach out to us directly. We'll point them in the right direction. They can visit our website at gatewayvro.com.
In recent years, a movement has begun. It's a movement that takes consumers away from large, impersonal, big-box grocery retailers and introduces them to the people doing business in their very own communities. Hi, this is Rachel from Rogers Foodland. Just because you shop local, that doesn't mean the business is locally owned. When you shop at Rogers, you are supporting a local, family-owned business. Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you. Rogers Foodland.
I'm Kevin Schooley, Superintendent of Water Relief Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement, with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers!
As I said, Berrien Springs this morning on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports at the brand new tennis complex here at Berrien Springs. What a cool setting. The sun's starting to come out and brighten up. And across the street at the soccer field, you've got the mist and the haze over the field. This is a classic fall morning, almost fall, still technically summer here in southwest Michigan. But we talked about the tennis complex. If you never had a chance to come out and check it out, whether you're in the Berrien Springs area permanently or you're just going to be driving by, I really recommend you come out and see what they've done here, because they've done it right. When we were here last spring here at the tennis complex, and they were able to kick things off now this season, playing a full season of boys tennis here at the tennis complex, and Alan Alsbro is the athletic director. And I remember you first telling me, and I was trying to envision when you said you were trying to give me a visual what this tennis complex was going to look like. And I'm thinking, okay, this is high school tennis, and so you're telling me, so I'm trying to think, well, okay, what's he trying to explain to me? I did not expect this. This is amazing.
Yeah, it kind of blows your mind. And I probably didn't do a very good job at explaining.
Well, you did, and I'm thinking, well, no, that can't be a high school. So, I mean, the way you explained it, you were right.
Yeah, and we were fortunate to, we visited many other schools, and even Hope College and Calvin College came back with a lot of different ideas of, you know, with the space that we have, what we want to try to provide for our students and our community. And, you know, this is just a blessing for this area to have a facility like this. Later today, we're going to have our grand opening, and we have our former coaches coming in, and some former players are planning on showing up, and we're just going to have a celebration of this facility and invite the community to come on out.
So when's the ceremony today?
Roughly around 3:15. We have a home match.
Okay.
Starts at 4:30, so we want to try to take care of that celebration and then allow those kids to then warm up.
We got some of the boys tennis players here, Eldridge Moncow and Juwan So, and Eric Bellin. Let me ask you guys, Eldridge, first of all, for you having an opportunity to play here, not many high school student athletes can call a place like this home. As far as tennis goes, what were your first impressions when you saw the complex finally completed?
It's really big, and like they have nice like the buildings. Mm-hmm. They also have restrooms, and it has air conditioning.
Oh, that's nice too, especially early in the season, isn't it?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing tennis?
This is my first year.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
All right. What got you involved, and what led you to want to play tennis?
I was playing other sports, and I was thinking maybe I should try out tennis.
And you're liking it?
Yeah.
All right. Singles or doubles?
Currently, exhibition.
Okay.
Since this is my first year.
Okay.
But I'm improving.
All right. Now, when a coach comes to you and said, you know, we're going to have you play in a match, have you ever thought about it? Would you prefer to play singles, or would you prefer to play doubles?
I would prefer singles for now, since, like, the hand coordination.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of off.
Juwan, for you, how long have you been playing tennis?
I've been playing tennis for about 3 years now.
Okay. What got you interested in the sport?
Actually, my brothers actually started playing before me, so it was kind of passed down to me. It was like the only sports that we were kind of into as a family, so, I mean, we just kind of passed it down to each other.
Okay. So you almost felt like, well, my brother's played. I guess I have to play too?
Yeah.
Why stop the streak now?
Yeah.
What do you think about the tennis complex here at Berrien Springs?
It's really beautiful. And honestly, I was blown away when I first saw it completed, because it was like basically not completed once school ended. And so when we came back and saw all these beautiful courts, I was blown away. And honestly, we're so blessed to have these. And yeah, it's so good to play on. It mm-hmm. feels so nice and smooth and so much better than our old courts.
It's a lot better than a lot of people can say that they have. You play singles or doubles?
I play doubles in the third flight, you know.
Okay, who's your partner?
Donovan Roach.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you guys been playing together as a doubles team?
This is our second year, so we played last year together.
That helps, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
All right. And Eric, for you, how long have you been playing tennis?
This is also my first year. I play mainly baseball, but I figured tennis would help me with, like, some of the mechanics for baseball. So I tried it, and I'm actually really enjoying it.
You're really enjoying it. And now, is tennis one of those sports, you know, some people say, you know, there are certain sports, oh, yeah, it looks easy and all that, and then they realize there's a lot more work that goes into it than they realize. Is tennis one of those sports?
Yeah, it is. It looks pretty easy when you watch it on TV or something, but when you come out here, it's pretty hard.
Yeah. Now, do you, this being your first year, like Eldred said, he was kind of exhibition. Are you same situation playing exhibition?
Yeah.
Would you like to play singles or doubles?
To start off, I'd like to play doubles, but then eventually switch to singles.
Juwan, one thing I always ask people to play doubles, when you're playing up at the net, have you ever gotten hit in the back of the head by your partner's serve or even in your back?
I've only had this happen to me once, and it was my freshman year, and it was like against one of our critical matches, and then I just get nailed in the back with the tennis ball. So, I mean, I kind of walked it off after a while, but wasn't our best performance that day.
Because you can't see it coming.
No.
It's all of a sudden, bam, right in the back.
Yeah.
How much, we'll start with Eric. How much, do you watch tennis much on TV?
I didn't used to, but now I do a little bit just to like see what it's like in a real competitive stage.
Okay. Juwan, for you, do you watch much tennis?
I used to. These days I kind of fallen off on watching it, but I like to follow a couple people on the pro league.
Has there been a tennis player that has been your favorite?
Actually, there's been this new Korean tennis player that like rose up like about this year. His name is I can't remember his name, but I know his, it ends with Hyung, so.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been kind of rising up, and it was cool to see him play against, like, Novak Djokovic and all these really great players and actually compete against them, so it was really cool.
That's cool. Eric, do you have a favorite to watch, or do you just watch it to watch?
I just watch it to watch.
Aldrich, do you have a favorite tennis player to watch?
I don't really watch sports.
Okay. You play, just don't watch it.
Yeah.
All right, so, Alan, the tennis complex here is finished for now, but you've told me that there are plans, hopefully, to expand this here at Berrien Springs?
Yes, we have phase two, and that would include four additional courts on the other side, this road over here. And then also like a public pavilion type setup for band shell. Those are some things that are down the line, but if we get 12 courts, we're told that we could probably host state meet here, and that would be pretty phenomenal to have a state meet and not have to travel 5 hours across the state. Not that that's the end goal, but not only state meet, but USTA tournaments. My current coach is looking forward to trying to develop some of those tournaments, and that would pull in people from Illinois, Ohio, all over.
It says a lot to bring competition like that here to Southwest Michigan.
Yes, and I don't know if you noticed, but there's some additional lines on these courts.
Yeah.
And some people might look at that and go, what are these black lines? As we developed this, we thought, we want the community to use this more than just, for just tennis. And what else could you do? Well, we have 16 pickleball courts. So there's two on each tennis court. And all you have to do is bring out a portable net, which most pickleball players have in their trunk, I guess. and so I'm told there's like 300 pickleball members in the Niles area and like another 200 up in Coloma, Wahvelead area.
Really?
So it's a very huge sport that is for all ages. It's a challenging sport. And so it's kind of an entry level into tennis. You play some pickleball when you're 5-6 years old, and then you might pick up the tennis racket, start playing that, and then as maybe you can't cover the court as much, you go back to pickleball.
You bookend it. Eldridge, have you ever played pickleball?
No. As I said, this is my first year, so I don't actually know what pickleball is.
Until Mr. Ellsborough had explained it to me last year, I didn't know what pickleball was either.
Many of our students have played pickleball in the wintertime in the gymnasium.
Oh, okay.
And so sometimes they might not realize that's what they were playing, but it's. I see, Jaylon, you're shaking your head. So you've played that.
You've played pickleball.
We did a couple times at our gym class, and also we kind of played it recreationally when off-season for tennis, like at our banquet, we kind of played it just for fun. And it was, it's similar to tennis and really fun.
Okay. And Eric, have you ever played pickleball?
Yeah. In seventh and eighth grade, we played it a good amount over the winter in gym class as well.
All right. So final question for you guys, and we'll let you get to class because I know you're dying to get to class. Any other sports you play other than tennis? Eric, for you?
Yeah, I play mainly baseball as well.
Okay. What position?
I'm pitcher and first.
Oh, okay. All right. Juwan, any other sports either currently you've played in the past?
I've been trying to reach out to other sports. I tried golf last year. It seems enjoyable, but I kind of had to quit mid-season. But I'm looking forward to this year. So. Yeah.
Okay. Before we get to Eldridge, is there Eric, for you, is there a sport you cannot see yourself ever playing? It's like, there's no way I'm going to give that sport a try.
I would probably never play rugby.
There. No?
No. That just looks really crazy.
It is crazy. Juwan, any sport you can never see yourself playing?
I could never do something like wrestling where everyone's so much bigger and like so much tougher than me. So, I don't want to be in that position where I just get pinned down.
Okay. Understandable. Eldridge, have there been any other sports ever that you've played, or is tennis the first thing you've ever done?
I also play track and field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What events do you like to run in track?
I do 100-meter dash, 70-meter dash, and long jump.
Great. Is there a sport that you can never see yourself playing?
I would say hockey.
Okay. Not much into skating.
No.
And getting hit by hockey pucks.
No.
Yeah, not fun. All right, you guys, thanks a lot for coming by. It's always good to talk some Beer and Springs tennis with you guys, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Beer and Springs, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
You've heard of Plancher's Furniture on Territorial Road in Benton Harbor, right across from the airport. Sure you have. Well, I'm going to save you some time. Don't shop for your furniture there. Look, you should keep going to the fancy place on the fancy street in the fancy building. Yeah, sure. At Plangers, you'll see all exactly the same brand names for way, way less. So don't go to Plangers Furniture on Territorial Road right across from the airport. You'll save too much money. And who needs that?
Time out for the number one pizza delivery deal anywhere. Right now, get a large two-topping pizza from Pizza Hut for just $7.99. Large two-topping pizza from Pizza Hut, just $7.99 when you order online or carry out. Score yours today by ordering online for delivery or carry out and never miss a play. Only available when you order online and only from Pizza Hut. Just $7.99 for a large two-topping pizza at PizzaHut.com. Oven hot pizza, fast every time.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you signed up for our e-coupons yet? Visit our website at Harding's.com to sign up and start saving with e-coupons and earn some money for your favorite local charity.
Harding's is having a buy two, get three free sale. Boneless chicken breasts, Butterball fresh ground turkey, buy two packages, get three free. Country Fresh premium ice cream and colored sweet peppers, buy two, get three free.
Get in, get out, get home.
Rich Brandt and Terry Halsey from Insurance Management Service, representing Auto Owners Insurance.
We give back to our community in a lot of different ways. We just feel that it's the right thing to do.
It's important that we support our school districts. It leads into that next generation to hopefully give back as well.
It's amazing how we receive back so much more than what we actually give.
IMS and Auto Owners Insurance Company are committed to community service. Both have been serving our community for more than 100 years.
IMS Insurance Management Service.
WSJM Sports Road Trip at Berrien Springs High School this morning on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. We'll still talk some football with Coach Bill Bergen coming up, but Alan Ellsborough is still with us, the athletic director, and we've praised what you have here with the tennis complex, and you guys aren't done yet. We talked about still with tennis, but when football season is done, you're going to start tearing that place down.
Yes, at the conclusion of the football season, the demolition crews will be coming in and taking down the current stadium. You know, that field was there's a placard out there. It was built 1938, and wow. Sylvester Field's been in place ever since. So yeah, they'll be coming in, doing some demo, and starting. It's going to be a year and a half to build the facility that we're looking to build. It's going to have synthetic turf, 8-lane track, all the field events, and stadium for about 1,200, and then locker rooms underneath. So it's going to be a first-class facility.
Yeah, and Ryan is joining us as well. You know, from your position at the school, the community support you have here in Berrien Springs is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been nice to see the school and the community working together. I mean, as the school grows and we have these facilities, you can imagine a complex like this tennis complex on a weekend tournament, how many athletes would be in here, and they're all going out to our local businesses and getting something to eat, and you know, they be getting gas and buying all the things that they need. So it really helps the community as well, and they've been supportive in trying to get some of these facilities started. I mean, we're looking forward to the new athletic complex where we combine the track and the soccer field and football field and having locker rooms and everything out there. That's going to be a nice showpiece for the district right out there. So it's been a good cooperation between both.
You know, we talk a lot of athletics, obviously, on WSJM Sports, but outside of athletics, too, just so many good things happening here at Berrien Springs.
Oh, wow. I just heard a stat. I went to a band booster meeting, and they were talking about that 50%, well, actually, I think it was about 49% of the students at the middle school are involved in our band. Our band's going up to WMU this Saturday to participate in Band Day, and they've had number one ratings at state and done really well. Our choir is amazing. When you talk about the tie with the community, the band and choir on December 6th, they go up to our community event for Christmas and participate in the downtown event. We've got the robotics team is phenomenal. You know, they finished pretty high in the worlds 2 years ago. So just all around really really well-rounded opportunities for our students.
When people say the word extracurricular, I think a lot of people automatically think sports. But extracurriculars is something outside of the classroom. Could be sports, like you mentioned, robotics, choir, band, drama, anything.
I just had a student approach me this year. He has been working with Sportsman's Club outside of town here to start a school trap shooting team. And we experimented with that about a year ago. We had a few kids that were doing it, and they went to a couple competitions. We're trying to grow that and give those students who like to do that kind of activity that opportunity as well.
And Alan's thinking, oh, good, another sport I can go oversee.
Yeah.
Well, historically, this building was built in 1961 for 10, well, not four, but there was 10 athletic teams that it supported. Currently, we have 27 teams.
Do you really?
Yes.
Wow.
So it's really grown, you know, over the years and supported the kids in different interests and different levels. We're very blessed to have the support from the community to allow our kids to have these different opportunities.
And real quick, we'll wrap things up with you guys. The benefits of your thoughts, both of being a multi-sport or just multi-faceted student here at Berrien Springs, whether it be sports or the other or extracurricular activities. The more you do, the better rounded student you are. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, the more you do, the better you perform academically in the classroom. The research is pretty clear that the more involved students are, the better they will perform in the classroom and also later in life.
And multi-sport athletes, you've got quite a few of them walking the halls.
We have a large number compared to many other schools that I've seen, and we're very proud of that. We roughly have about, it doesn't sound like a lot, but we roughly have about 18% of our students are three sport or plus.
Wow.
And so that equates to about, there's about 42 students that are doing three sports or more, and they're very involved and active. And then that number jumps up to close to 100 students are doing two sports.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have kids play more than one sport. We know that, our coaches know that, but we also know that that's the best thing for them too.
All right, we'll take a break and talk football next, but I want to thank you guys for having us. And again, the dedication ceremony, the grand opening ceremony is coming up this afternoon for the tennis complex at what time?
3:15.
So no matter where you are around Southwest Michigan, a perfect opportunity for you to come out and check this out. Thanks a lot to you guys for having us.
Hey, Phil, I got to give a shout-out to Phil Paya. He got into the Michigan game for one play this last weekend.
Did he really?
One of our former athletes playing at the next level, and we're really proud of that.
Outstanding. Congratulations to him. All right, we'll take a break. Speaking of Phil, we'll talk to his former football coach, Bill Bergen, as we continue from Berrien Springs High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Max Foligno from New Buffalo High School. Here at New Buffalo, we pride ourselves in our small class sizes, $25,000 scholarships to all graduating seniors, our one-of-a-kind radio station, our advanced smart lab, our hand-built CNC machines, and also in the fact that each student receives a MacBook Air for the school year. There's even a rumor one of the school buses has Wi-Fi. Nice. NBHS, creating a culture of learning and respect.
Peak performance from athletes comes after weeks of hard work and practice. Shouldn't you expect the same from your heating system? Call the home team, the Crew in Blue, at City for the Triple Touchdown Tune-Up, just $85. The Triple Touchdown Tune-Up is a 21-point fall service check, including a combustion analysis report, keeping you and your family in your comfort zone. Call the Crew in Blue today at City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning and schedule your touchdown tune-up. Some restrictions apply.
In recent years, a movement has begun. It's a movement that takes consumers away from large, impersonal, big-box grocery retailers and introduces them to the people doing business in their very own communities. Hi, this is Rachel from Rogers Foodland. Just because you shop local, that doesn't mean the business is locally owned. When you shop at Rogers, you are supporting a local, family-owned business. Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland. And thank you. Rogers Foodland.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, ProMaster, and Mazda. I'd like to talk to you a little about the new Ram truck. They advertise no compromise, and you know sometimes at ads you say, what the heck does that mean? I've really been looking at our new truck, and I know what they mean by no compromise. Right now when I'm recording this commercial, I'm sitting in the truck with the motor running. Can you hear it? It is so quiet, and these seats are so good. I'd blow the horn right now to show you I'm in it, but there's people right in front of the hood. I don't want to scare them, but these are really a quality truck. So if you're interested in a quality truck, come and see me.
The WSJM Sports Road Trip has us at Berrien Springs this morning. Quick check on the scoreboard brought to you by Autobahn Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe, keeping your European automobile on the road. Set up an appointment today to get it serviced and checked out this fall to make sure your vehicle is ready to keep you and your students safe. Baseball last night of the Tigers falling to Houston 5-4. The Cubs lost to Milwaukee 5-1. Milwaukee back to within a game of the Cubs in the National League Central. The White Sox beat Kansas City 4-2 in 12 innings. WNBA Finals, Seattle closed out the series with Washington with a 98-82 win. NFL Thursday Night Football tonight's got Baltimore at Cincinnati here on WSJM Sports. High school soccer, Berrien Springs beat Parchment 4-2 last night. It was Covert over Michigan Lutheran 4-0. Bridgman beat Buchanan. Dowagiac over Three Rivers. In volleyball, Berrien Springs falls to Parchment. St. Joe falls to Mattawan. Lakeshore lost to Niles. Michigan Lutheran top Lake Michigan Catholic. It was Bridgman over Buchanan. Brandywine over Comstock. We'll wrap things up here at Berrien Springs as we talk football with Coach Bill Bergen. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Things going well?
Things are going well.
I know when I had a chance to talk to you before the season started, you mentioned to me the season opener and how tough of a test it was going to be with Kalamazoo United. And so far, the first 3 weeks of the season, I think every coach that they've played agrees with you. Kalamazoo United is a pretty good football team.
Yeah, they are something special. And you'll come across these teams every once in a while, but they're averaging 60 points a game.
Whew.
So they do some things. They've got a special group, and yeah, they're going to give a lot of teams a lot of problems.
Your team recovered nicely, though, the next week out against Coloma. What were the differences you saw between week one and week two?
You know, I think playing within themselves. The second week, I mean, just more physical at the line of scrimmage, offense and defense, starting to trust each other a little more. I think that first game when things get out of sorts, you start doing someone else's job. You start not trusting each other a little bit. And I think it just kind of steamrolled us there. But then week two and week three, I think these kids are starting to grow. They're still pretty young. We're a very junior and sophomore dominated team.
Yeah, well, you 42 points against Coloma, 41 against Schoolcraft. The offense is really clicking right now.
Well, the defense got a score in each
okay.
of those as well. So. And the kids take pride in those defensive scores, and of course it costs us coaches pizza or tacos. Taco
really?
Thursday, yeah. So any defensive score.
Wow, I kind of like that. That's not a bad thing. I wanted to ask some of your players maybe throughout the season, when it comes to the locker room, when it comes to practice, you're lucky enough to have your brothers and your dad on the coaching staff. I wanted to ask the players, who plays good cop? Who plays bad cop?
Oh boy.
Do you want to go ahead of the Bergens? Would you be good cop, or not so much?
I would say it would depend on the day.
Yeah.
And depend on in the mood. It definitely. I mean, we get after each other pretty good. We get after the kid. I mean, we work hard. We coach hard. But for me, unfortunately, it doesn't stop when we leave the practice field. It goes into Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and just about anything, weddings.
Yeah.
So it's fun. And the kids see that, you know, we love it, we enjoy it, and we really love and enjoy when they have success.
Because being a coach is a year-round commitment. I mean, you're always studying at your team and other teams. Thanksgiving, obviously, the only game would be left if you're in it. It would be a state championship. But Thanksgiving, are you watching the NFL games, or are you and your dad and your brother sitting around watching Berrien Springs tape?
It depends.
Yeah?
It depends. But depends on how the taste is at the end of the year in their mouth. You want to get it out, and we're on to the next year. But for the most part, we've already broken down the tape 10 times before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So.
We're talking Berrien Springs football with Coach Bill Bergen here on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. So far in the first 3 weeks of the season, who are some of the guys that have really stepped up for you this year?
I think the line has really come along. I think Peyton Dustin, Garrett Jones, and I would say Kevin Blaylock and Pele Lesam and Ryan Gonzalez and Kirk Krause have just really kind of stepped it up on the front. Just getting more confident in what we're doing. And they're tough. I mean, they're big, physical guys. And when they unleash it up front, we're going to be tough.
On both sides of the ball, do you have guys playing new positions because you're so young this year?
A little bit. I mean, we had some guys that were sophomores last year up and kind of played in a sparing role, but now they're stepping up and have to be leaders, so that's new. They're counted on full-time instead of part-time, so that's new. But I think for the most part, it's just learning how to practice and learning how to practice at a high level, and it's just new for them, and they're getting used to it. And I think the results are starting to show on Friday nights.
This Friday, luckily you're home, because you're taking on Detroit Delta Prep, so they get to come here as opposed to you going there. Do you know much about this team?
Nothing. Less than nothing. we usually do a two-game film exchange. We got a one-game film exchange late, so we don't really know much about them. I mean, we're scanning the internet and YouTube to find anything we can. What we've seen, they're going to be big, physical, athletic. They're a school of about 320 kids. But they're going to be a challenge. They're going to be a handful Friday night.
Defensive side of the ball, who have been some of the top performers for you?
You know, I think the linebackers have stepped up along with that defensive front, and then Danny Vincent in the secondary. Danny gets tired quick. I mean, he never leaves the field. He's one of those kids that never leaves. But, I mean, he had a tall task against the receivers at Schoolcraft, and the kids are 6'3", 6'4", and Danny might be 5'7". Right? Maybe 5'7"? No?
Not even
close to that. 5'6"? Okay. So, I mean, he had two interceptions. And I think Danny's a surprise. I think Chip Wells and Keith Barrick Sassy, I think they're all doing a really, really good job. And of course, Timmy Ising is another anchor. He's been there for 2 years. So the defense is really starting to come into their own.
I'm glad you brought up Danny Vincent, because I haven't had a chance to contact you or Alan. We named him our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week.
Ah, fantastic. Great news.
That was a really nice game against the Schoolcraft.
Yeah, rushing the ball, defense. I had a couple of receptions, and plus he's just an outstanding kid, an outstanding student as well. So that's a nice thing to hear.
Because last year, I think Sam won it, and Alan says, "Oh, so we have to win a state championship for you to come out and honor a student athlete of the week." So I thought, well, okay, we'll go before a state championship this week, and it's just a real nice regular season performance. He seems like a real special player.
Yeah, a heck of a nice kid, and just really. Glue to that offensive side of the ball and really starting to come into zone on defense. So that was nice for him to have last week.
One thing with you and Berrien Springs football here is stability. Because I mentioned your dad and your brothers. Talk about the guys on your coaching staff, because you guys have been together for quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I'd say we've been here for a while. I've been here since 96. I've been with Tim Sunday, who's been here even longer. I said both my brothers. We had John Donnelly coach with us for a few years there as well, and we brought up Johnny Rodriguez, who I coached, and Tim Sunday coached, so he's up on the varsity staff. He was on the JV there for a while, and Frank Gonzalez joined us about 6 years ago. So a lot of familiarity, a lot of effort goes into the weight room and the off-season training and the films and the Sunday stuff. So. To have all that time with each other, you really need to be able to get along and know each other pretty good. So I think it's a blessing. I mean, I kind of kid that it's a curse at times with family, but for the most part, I mean, it's guys that are going to get the job done.
Yeah. Well, we've been singing the praises, and deservedly so, about the tennis complex here at Berrien Springs. And, again, the dedication ceremony coming up this afternoon at 3:15. Then after this football season is done, they're getting rid of your home. And you're going to be Road Warriors next year, right, as they build the new football stadium?
Yeah, it's going to be something different. Away games pretty much every week. But that field will be gone, and I can say for the players that play on it, the field will not be missed. The stadium, the fans and all that stuff, that stuff is going to be hard, but the playing surface will not be missed at all.
Are we going to be able to call it the stadium that Bergen built?
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Absolutely. You mentioned the fans and all that. As we close out, too, the few times I've had a chance to come here for Berrien Springs football, the community support is pretty special out here, isn't it?
It is, and I think that we do a good job as a program of trying to foster that support. We do public service things. We do card sales. We try to help any way we can. We do the Christmas luncheon, senior citizen luncheon. So we're trying to get more of that community support. And then most of our kids are really well-liked in the school, so their friends and fans come out, their families come out. So it is. It's a nice town.
All right, so the Shamrocks are home tomorrow night against Detroit Delta Prep, 7 o'clock kickoff?
7 o'clock kickoff.
All right, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right, that's going to do it for our road trip here at Berrien Springs. Thanks to Alan and everybody for joining us here this morning. The next stop on the road trip would be Hartford High School next Thursday. The road trip brought to you by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, Waterville Public Schools, Plangers Furniture in Benton Harbor, Audubon Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe, and New Buffalo Area Schools on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM St. Joseph and W239 CJ Benton Harbor, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.